You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are feathers? We usually think of feathers as the soft, fluffy covering on the bodies of birds. And, well, that's basically it. Now, my college textbook on ornithology, which is the study of birds, simply says, no bird is without feathers, nor is there any other kind of living animal that possesses feathers. So a little bit about feathers. They grow from the top or outer layer of the bird's skin. This outer layer of skin is called the epidermis, and the feather grows out of a follicle in the epidermis. A feather is made of a protein called keratin. Keratin is very common in the animal kingdom. In addition to forming feathers, keratin also makes turtle shells, whale baleen, horse hooves, cow horns, sheep's wool, lizard claws, bird's beaks, and even your hair, to name just a few things. The main parts of a feather are the central shaft, which is called a rachis, and that's spelled R-A-C-H-I-S, and it's hollow, and the bottom part, the quill, is what goes inside of the bird's skin. Attached to the shaft are parallel branches called barbs. Barbs have more branches called barbules, and barbules have hooks called barbicels. Barbicel hooks act like Velcro to close the barbs to keep them together. Ornithologists, who are the scientists who study birds, classify feathers into two main types: the soft, fine, fluffy feathers up against the bird's skin are called down feathers. The larger, stiffer feathers up above the down and covering the body are called veined feathers, spelled V-A-N-E. Down feathers are mainly for insulation, for warmth. The outer veined feathers, while also for warmth, do have other uses. They help to protect the bird against impact or sharp objects. They provide coloration, either to be visible and attract mates, or to not be seen, such as a dull color or for camouflage. Veined feathers are also used for flight. They trap air so a bird can be buoyant and float on water. They help a bird stay waterproof due to oil produced by a gland near the tail, and then birds will preen to spread that oil around the body feathers. Here's an activity to try at home so you can see that waterproofing effect. Get a feather you find outside and toss it into a bucket of water. It'll float. Push it down under the surface, and it will still float back to the top of the water. It has a thin layer of natural body oil covering the feather surface. Next, wash the feather in soap and water to wash off that oil, and again, put it in water and push it down. This time, it'll take longer to float back to the top, and part of the feather will probably stay below the surface because you've washed off that protective layer of oil. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of feathers. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.